Almanac in session here for today. Do you know it's the second to last day of July? I'm sure you knew that.
It's already there. Yes, I did.
Amazing. Just amazing. Thursday, July 30th, 212th day of the year, 154 left to go. And I found something out yesterday. You know, we give your staff a hard time for missing gones but not forgotten, especially ones from the wrestling industry. But now your staff is trying to bury people before it's time for them to go. They're putting them in the ground before it's time. Robert Fuller's actually still alive.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We had him
from
on
emergency.
The
gun. Yes. Yeah, we had him on the guns.
I hope he didn't call.
Wagon train, because I saw something about
Laramie.
Him on Twitter and about him being on wagon train. I followed a couple of accounts that pay homage to old shows, and all of a sudden, hey, happy birthday to Robert Fuller from Emergency and Wagon Train. I go, again? Tell
right.
me what? Hey. So that is a correction.
So you did check it yourself?
I did check it on IMDb, Wikipedia. You know, you triple check. You triple check three sources. One of them, which was Funk and Wagnall, I had to go to the porch and the whole hermetically sealed thing, but that was good. We stayed and I wore a mask.
That's good.
Right. So on this date, 1619, let's get into it. The first representative assembly in America convened in Jamestown, Virginia, was called the House of Burgesses.
Huh.
Anybody named Burgess could go. Burgess Meredith was there.
Right.
The only Burgess I can think
that's
of.
That's the only one
Burgess.
I know.
That's
yeah.
the only one I know. Knock, 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 knock. So that was 1619. 1869, the Charles, which is considered the world's first oil tanker, departs. Boy, I hope Joseph Hazelwood wasn't captaining that.
Mm.
Apparently not, because it made its way across the Atlantic to Europe. It had a bulk capacity of 7,000 barrels of oil.
Wow.
So the first oil tanker, this date, 1869. 1932 in L.A.
Again, the great Olympic stadium's jammed to the gunwale. Only time, we're getting a bird's eye view from 1,000 feet in air out of a Goodyear blimp. Nearing the last of the 400-meter relay, one of the most brilliant events of the whole meet. The crowd goes crazy as Dyer of Stanford gives
Frank
Yeah, they
are Wyckoff going crazy. For 1932 standards, they're going crazy. They're all dressed in suits and dresses and hats. And it's amazing how people dressed going to sporting events back in the old days.
Right.
You don't even have to go that far back into the 70s. And you look at pictures, nobody's wearing jerseys, nobody's wearing ball caps. Everybody's dressed up. It's kind of amazing. But the 32 Olympics opened this date. And, oh, another correction from an earlier almanac this week. The next Olympics that'll be in L.A. will be 2028.
Oh, okay.
2028. Where was this year supposed to be? Tokyo?
Tokyo, wasn't it?
And they have delayed that to 2021. But then I think they're going to go with the 24 and the 28 after that. They're going to go back to the
get
4 year.
Get back on time.
They're
going to
get back on track. So that was in 32. 1945, when it comes to the story of the USS Indianapolis in World War II, there's only one man to tell the story, and that's Quint.
Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into her side, Chief. He was coming back from the island of Tinian Delady, just delivered the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water. Vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shark for about half an hour. Tiger, 13-footer. You know that when you're in the water, Chief? You tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail.
Dorsal to the tail, Neil. That's how you know it's a tiger shark. So this date, the ship that delivered the atomic bomb for Hiroshima, after they deliver it, they were sunk. They were in the water. 880 of the crew died, many after being attacked by sharks.
Ugh.
And they say that that actually is the inspiration for the movie Jaws, which that scene is from.
That was such an incredible scene.
And it was.
Gives you the chills, yeah.
Just think if they would have sunk it before they had delivered the bomb.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, so that was in 45, the USS Indianapolis, forever immortalized, of course. 1956, the phrase, "In God We Trust," was adopted as the national motto of the United States. This date. Probably could use more of that.
I think we could. personal opinion.
1974 in the news.
The question now occurs on Article 3 as amended. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
It was the impeachment proceedings of President Richard Nixon. High crimes and misdemeanors. And they voted 21 to 17 on the final of three charges. Nixon would have been removed from office. He had already been impeached and was going to be impeached, and then he's probably going to be removed from office. And he ended up resigning. Before it would actually go to a trial. That was the state in 74, 75. Nixon wasn't impeached because he resigned before he was impeached. When you talk about impeached presidents, you got Andrew Johnson. You got Bill Clinton,
right?
And then just most recently, Donald Trump. Those are the three. Nixon would have been, but he decided, you know, he saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And decided to take the helicopter ride out of there. So that was in 74. 75, Neil, are you ready to go in search of?
I am.
And who do you go in search of with?
Leonard Nimoy.
July 30th, 1975. Jimmy Hoffa headed for a rendezvous with two Teamster officials, Anthony Giacalone and Tony Provenzano, a former ally with whom Hoffa had had a fistfight in prison. At 2 p.m., Hoffa arrived at the Maccas Red Fox restaurant. After waiting half an hour, he entered the restaurant and telephoned his wife to check whether Giacalone had called. Josephine Hoffa has not seen her husband since.
You know, that restaurant has real good pesto. Jimmy Hoffa did not live long and prosper.
No, he did not, unfortunately. No, well, we not. Don't know for sure.
We don't know. Was he gone? Did he live? Was he somewhere in the bowels of Giant Stadium?
Right.
Buried in the cement of a bridge abutment somewhere. But Jimmy Hoffa gone. And yeah, I'm watching that show as a kid, and it's Spock. I'm going, where are the pointed ears?
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Nimoy.
Sounds like Spock. Doesn't look like Spock.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. He's still very logical.
Yes.
Which is a good thing. That was in 75.
If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn to king.
Andy Gibb, the youngest of the Gibb brothers. His brothers write some songs for him, then they sing backup. It sounds like the Bee Gees, but it's actually Andy Gibb. This song was number one on the Billboard charts this date, 77. They must have played this at your prom. Your class of 76 or 77?
Seven.
Would have been tight. During your prom of 77, this would have just been climbing the charts. Maybe it just was released. Now, do you like this one? I Just Want to Be Your Everything. Do you like Shadow Dancing? Are you more of a love is higher than a mountain, love is thicker than water?
I might like that one the best. I like all. I enjoy this.
Very talented.
Yeah.
And boy, did the ladies like Andy Gibb.
Yeah, they did.
So that was in 77. Let's jump ahead to 99.
After due deliberation, the grand jury has issued an indictment charging Linda Tripp with violating the Maryland statute that makes it illegal to record a conversation without the consent of all participants.
Of course, she recorded those conversations with Monica Lewinsky, and so what she needed to do is, hey, Monica, how you doing? Yeah, this is Linda. Just for your information, this call is going to be monitored or recorded for training purposes.
Right.
For court purposes, for framing purposes.
Yeah, she didn't do that.
That was this date in 1999 is when that happened. Let's see, what else do we have here? We had Rush yesterday.
Yes.
More Rush. More Geddy Lee.
Really? Never enough.
So this is in Toronto, and if you're going to have a fundraiser in Toronto, you're going to have Rush. But they had a benefit for SARS.
Oh, sure.
Severe acute respiratory syndrome. Yep. That's what we have right now. It's SARS-CoV-2. That is the virus that causes COVID-19. COVID-19 is the disease. SARS-CoV-2 is the virus. And back in 2003, we had a SARS virus that hit mostly Canada, right? And Toronto was kind of the epicenter of this in North America. Rolling Stones, guess who? AC/DC, Justin Timberlake, and as you hear here, Geddy Lee and Rush performed at this fundraiser. 450,000 people turned out.
Wow.
When this is all said and done with COVID-19, we'll probably have some fundraising concerts.
So,
we've
yeah.
already done some, right?
Yes,
they've done
yes.
some of the home things,
yes.
some of the drive-in things with the proceeds going to yep. help those in need. That was this date in 2003. 2004, this movie hit theaters.
Harold never got too far with the ladies.
The only girls who are interested in me are girls I have no interest in.
Harold!
Go, go, go!
Kumar never got much respect.
What kind of name is that anyhow, huh?
Kumar. What is that, like five O's or two U's?
But tonight,
you were a big Harold and Kumar guy, weren't you?
Not as big as you might think.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle on this date. It sounds like a great plot line.
Yeah, who would have thought of something like that?
So that was 2004. Cal Penn and John Cho were your stars in 2004, and then it was 3 years ago.
It looks like HBO was the victim of a potentially major hack. The hackers responsible are claiming highly coveted information about upcoming episodes of Game of Thrones is part of the stolen data.
Oh, boy. That had to be why the last and final season of Game of Thrones was so mediocre.
Yeah.
It's because it got leaked, and then they redid it because, well, it's leaked. Now we got to do different things. And
right.
It
didn't come out as well.
It was still good, but it fell flat a little bit for me. I mean, it was exciting, but
several people say it
wasn't what it could have been, I think. That's the problem. Birthdays.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time.
Diabetes in the morning, diabetes in the evening,
honey at supper time.
Sorry, I need to apologize, Neil, as a person who has diabetes. I'm sorry.
I didn't take offense.
If you're having sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time,
you're setting yourself up for problems.
You probably have at least pre-diabetes.
Sugar at supper time.
The McGuire sisters, and the last surviving of the three McGuire sisters, Christine McGuire, 94.
He struck their tiny rap. Down 1,000 feet below to the land of the lost.
Sid Croft of Sid and Marty Croft fame. Neil, if you were to be approached by a slea stack, what would you do?
Run away from the slea stack.
They couldn't run very fast in those rubber suits. So that's Land of the Lost, Puffin Stuff, The Bugaloos.
Mm-hmm.
You had so many great shows. Dr. Shrinker, Electra Woman and Dinah Girl. Did you have a favorite one? Was that on when you were in high school?
No, I really didn't.
You didn't really watch that.
No.
So Sid Croft is unbelievably 91
wow.
here today. 91 for Sid Croft of Sid and Marty Croft. Paul Anka is on our list today. Where's my Paul Anka song? Did I delete my Paul Anka song? Could you sing You're Having my baby for me?
Yeah.
My baby.
Look at the time.
Just away. I can't believe I deleted that.
Oh,
we'll do that tomorrow. But Paul Anka, put your head on my shoulder.
He's got to be getting up there.
Well, he's 79. He was younger. I mean, he was in his 50s, and he had that resurgent
right.
In the 70s. And when he sings Frank Sinatra, he sounds just like Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Anka, 79.
Come on, Cohagen. You got what you want. Give these people air.
Give these people air, Cohagen. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
He's 73. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
From
actually.
Total Recall. Get to the chop. I mean,
it's too good.
Too good. He's 73. Delta Burke, one of the designing women.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows you can be Miss Maine or Miss Vermont and still be a dog as long as you can play a musical instrument or something. But you will never see a homely Miss Mississippi.
I lived in Mississippi, and I followed Miss Mississippi. That's pretty right. I mean, I think she's correct. Yeah. Delta Burke is 64. Neil McCoy, we know what he sounds like. We heard from him
just moments ago.
An hour or so within the last hour. Neil McCoy, he is talented and quite an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Neil?
He's a great guy. One of the good guys. Yeah,
he's 62 today.
Age, yeah.
Morpheus.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Oh, The Matrix explained by Morpheus. Lawrence Fishburne 59 today. Lisa Kudrow is on our list. Was so good in Friends, maybe the funniest of the whole group.
Yep,
her Phoebe. And Joey probably. Phoebe, yeah. Phoebe from Friends.
Phoebe Buffay,
Smelly Cat. Lisa Kudrow, 57. Dwayne O'Brien, who plays some guitar, does some vocals for Little Texas.
Yep,
still happy with birthday, the band, yep. 56. Vivica A. Fox, not to be confused with Vivica the Fox.
Mm-hmm.
This is Vivica A. Fox. 56, the actress, Kill Bill, among other things. Terry Crews.
Harry needs reading glasses.
It's not that bad, Sarge.
Yes, it is! I used to be Batman! Now I'm his dad. His dumb, weak, getting shot at the opera dad. I'm not tired.
Terry Crews, former football player, played in the NFL, and now he's one of the stars on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm, okay.
Whenever he shows up, he likes to take his shirt off and then make his pectorals dance.
Well, if you guys can do that, you do it.
It's a talent that not many people have, and you can monetize it. Terry Crews is 52.
We'll have to move.
Go to a new school. And make new friends.
But Jan, you don't have any friends.
She was Marcia from the Brady Bunch, always digging at Jan. What, you know, you're a big Eve Plum fan.
That
you
hurts,
love Jan.
Yeah.
You fascinated about Jan.
Yes, I thought we'd make a fetching couple.
Right, exactly. What'd you think of the Jan from the Brady Bunch movies?
Not quite the same. There was only one
she's
Jan
no,
he's, for me.
No,
right.
She no was Eve no Plum. Eve Plum.
No.
So Christine Taylor, you may know her also from Dodgeball. And
she
also
was good in that.
Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
Christine, she's almost 50.
Wow.
She's 49. Jamie Presley's on.
This is the Tom Green Show.
This is Tom Green.
The Green Tom Show. This is my favorite show.
Tom Green, the comedian, is 48. Now here's the gal that was from... that show about Earl. My name
yeah,
is
my
Earl.
My name is Earl.
Jamie Presley, 43.
Would you two dummies relax?
Dummy?
I'm gonna need that jacket, dummy.
Dummy?
Well, the dummy has out-dummied himself, huh?
Dummy?
Who maybe said dummy on TV? Her or Fred Sanford?
You big dummy.
So Jamie Presley is 43 and gold medal winning soccer goalie Hope Solo is 39. I believe Chewbacca is her godfather.
Oh,
Hope okay. Solo, 39.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. This won't take long. It's a very minute list today. Auto manufacturer Henry Ford.
Have you driven a Ford lately?
It's commercial jingle time, 1863, for he gave us the assembly line and the 40-hour work week, pretty much.
And
Henry
the Model
Ford.
T.
And the Model T. Henry Ford.
The Pinto. He gave us the Pinto, or at least his family did.
Yes. He's one of the men who made America.
Let's make a car that'll explode if you hit it from behind.
That would be poor, and it, but it wasn't...
It didn't do it on purpose.
Right. Henry Ford, 1863, he managed the Yankees and the Mets. Casey
Crazy.
Stengel was born on this day, 1890, and actor Ed Kookie Burns.
Ed.
Okay, cats, throw your mittens around your kittens, and away we go!
The creepy dance TV show host and DJ Vince Fontaine from Greece. That was his role. You also remember when Connie Stevens asked him to lend her his comb? Kookie, lend me your comb.
Yes.
Everything's all right.
Are you doing the hand jive over there, Neil?
I should have been. Yeah, you were doing a very nice job of it. Ed Kookie Burns, 1933, by the way.
It's Cookie.
Cookie.
He might be a little kooky. He was a little kooky there.
I always heard it kooky.
It might be. Kookie, lend me your home. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Lend me your comb and your home.
Yeah. And they're all.
Pay my mortgage.
That would be even better.
My home.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with John Michael Montgomery, Bebime Baby, tonight? It could be Clint Black, One More Payment, uh-huh. or Steve Warner, Baby, I'm Yours.
Yeah, I'm going to go Steve Warner today.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.